Americans have finally stopped getting fatter. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. According to the New York Times, calorie consumption in America peaked back in 2003, 12 years ago. And for once, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white, rich or poor, everybody's getting thinner. And one big reason appears to be that Americans are drinking 25% less sugary soda than 20 years ago. We drink only 30 gallons a year now, which is still a fairly disgusting amount. It's about 240 pounds of soda, enough to fill a bathtub. But it's still 10 gallons less than in the 90s. And the other reason appears to be that requiring chain restaurants to post calories on menus has made people realize that, no, they haven't been sleep eating. So, while more than a third of adults are still considered obese, it looks like it's going to stop there. And a good thing, too, because the other piece of news we got is that the new cholesterol drugs intended to prevent fat from damming your arteries are going to leave us destitute. The latest anti-cholesterol drug, approved by the FDA, costs $14,600 a year. Still way cheaper than a heart attack, of course, but to provide it to everybody who needs it would cost over $100 billion, which sounded like a ripoff until I looked up the numbers, which show that we are already spending $65 billion on soft drinks, $96 billion on beer, and $117 billion on fast food. So considering we already spend about $278 billion blocking our arteries, I suppose we can afford $100 billion to clear them up again. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.